Hello, everybody. Welcome to another episode of Redstone Weekly. This is a podcast about all things Minecraft, from Minecraft news to me playing Minecraft to me just talking about Minecraft in general. This is episode 50, and in this episode, I will be giving a behind the scenes of how I make my podcast. But before that, I want to give a brief summary of how my podcast has been going for the past 50 episodes. So, I started this podcast in November 2019, and I made a trailer and then didn't really publish anything until January, I think. And that was when I made my first episode, and I was 10 then, and I made 20 episodes. I had a lot of trouble, like, between episode 15 to 20, I was really having trouble getting episodes out. I just wasn't feeling the motivation, but then I got through it, and then, and season 2 came around, and that was really big for my podcast. I really enjoyed doing season 2, and I did that for, I think, 47 episodes, 46, maybe 44, some amount of episodes. I think it was 43 episodes. And I started new news as well in right before season 2 rolled around to kind of help get the news out without having to do the new segment inside the episodes, help make it smaller, the normal episodes smaller for me, and make the new get news out more frequently. And then I just continued that when season 2 rolled around, and then I eventually brought that back during season 2, like late season 2, for the same reason, making the podcast shorter as well as making it make the news come out more frequently. And then season 3 has just recently started. This is, I believe, the 13th episode of season 3, and I have really, really been enjoying doing season 3. It is like I have felt such momentum, such motivation that I have never felt before, just to create content, like just create work on my podcast, make episodes. I've really been enjoying doing this. I just recently started doing it twice a week, and I haven't felt any burnout yet. This is only my third week of doing it, but still, I've really been enjoying doing this, and I also have really been enjoying the interaction I've been getting from the community. I've gotten a lot of people, like Super Yosh 23 and Brendan Roberts and Dominic and lots of other people who have just been voting on polls and answering Q&A, and that's really helped my podcast episodes get more questions, because when my podcast, like season 1 and part of season 2, I wasn't really getting much questions. I was like, most of the time the question segment didn't have anything in it, but I've been able to do a question segment every time, and I'm like, thank you guys a lot to everyone who's been doing Q&A and emails and reviews have been helping a lot. I'm also going to give a little bit of status update on the podcast. What I've been really trying to do here is get tons of episodes out to grow my podcast for multiple reasons. One, I just want to grow the podcast. Two, the more I can grow it, the more opportunities I get. Like I got the ability to review that book on, I think, episode 47 or something like that. I think it was 47. And that was fun. I've been getting a lot more opportunities to do things I wasn't able to do, and the more I grow my podcast, the more I'll get that. But also, I'm gonna be real with y'all, I want to monetize this podcast. I used to monetize my podcast. And then I was no longer able to, and then I got to do it again, and now I am not able to because they have removed ambassador ads, and automated ads are currently invite only. So I'm trying to grow my podcast either to, by the time that automated ads come out for everybody, I'm eligible for them already, or me get invited to the early access. Either one of those are fine, but yeah, I would love to monetize this. Me monetizing this would probably make me do it more, because the more I monetize it, the more money I make. So, yeah, I just want to give, like, a kind of brief history of the podcast, how it's been going, the, what I'm trying to do in the future. I would like to do a lot of things in the future. I want to start a YouTube channel at some point, that would also include video podcasts on Spotify. I'd like to do some cool events on my server, though right now I'm just trying to get the normal default server up, but I'd like to do, like, some sort of Hunger Games at some point. That would be fun. Maybe do some sort of, like, Sky Wars event or some sort of, like, community event. That would be fun. There's so many things I want to do for this podcast. I want to maybe perhaps one day be doing 3 episodes a week and do some extra segment. Like, some extra episode type that I do on Wednesdays or something. There's lots of things that I'd love to do. And I mean, this is only the beginning. I'm 50 episodes in, and I intend to go till 500 at least. Actually, yeah. We'll see if I actually reach 500 episodes. That would be really nice. I'm going to get to episode 100 a lot faster than it took me to get to episode 50 with me doing a full episode every week, which means in about 50 weeks, I will reach episode 100. I also have 5-year anniversary coming up this November, which will be really nice. I'm planning on doing something for that. Haven't quite worked out the specifics yet. So yeah, now let's get into a behind the scenes of how this podcast is made. So this is like, I'm basically going to be going through and describing the workflow, my kind of podcasting workflow and the way I do it. So I want to start out by what I record my podcast on. I record my podcast either on my phone, iPhone 11, if you really care that much, or my computer. Like this episode, I'm actually recording on my computer, and I'm going to see how that goes. If so, then I may continue doing that. My computer is just recently upgraded to a custom build. I was using just an HP, like Elite Desk G4, but now I'm using a custom-built one that has a motherboard, a graphics card, CPU, CPU cooler, and all that stuff. And I recently upgraded to a nice 2 terabyte. It's just a hard, like, it's not like solid state. It's slow, but it's great for storing extra data, which means I can store tons of data on this thing, like the old episodes I have. And I have 3 monitors. I probably don't need 3 monitors. I use them most of the time. I'm only using 2. I really like using 2. I use the 3rd one sometimes. But yeah, so like right now, for example, I have a notepad document on my middle screen. That's just like a little, some bullet points, more on that later. I have on another monitor, I have the sound recorder software that's just built into to Windows. And then on my other monitor, I just have the File Explorer open where I got that notepad file from. So let's go through kind of, this is basically my process of making an episode. I'm going to do it for 3 different episodes. Let's Play, Let's Talk, and New News, starting with Let's Play. Let's Play episodes are the easiest for me to create. I usually just, if I'm doing it on my phone, I open up voice memos, plug up my Apple wired earbuds that come with it, the ear pods that used to come with the iPhones, and I used that, and I used that to record, and I just click record the intro. Hop into my world, record the Let's Play. For questions, I gather all the questions that I have. Most of the time, it's just Q&A. That's where I get most of my questions. Really glad that Spotify made that. That's really helped a lot with getting more listener engagement. And then I record the outro. And I recently made a script for the outro. You may have noticed that the outros have started to be a lot faster and less like winging it, because I made a little script for the outro. Most of the time, I kind of paraphrase it. So it's not a full-fledged script. Speaking of scripts, Let's Talk episodes, intro's the same, I hit record, but before that, I usually research what I'm going to do, and it depends on what I'm going to talk about. For example, in this episode, I made a list of bullet points, like, kind of key things to talk about in this episode. However, I am just paraphrasing it. Like, in fact, this script I made a while ago, bullet points or whatever, and so I'm mostly just looking at it and being, like, looking at all the things, but it's not even that accurate. Like, it still says I have that HP Elite Desk. It's a little bit outdated. Looks like January this year. And then after I research all this stuff, the episode I did on Trails and Tales that I have, I just pull up in the Minecraft Wiki article, Minecraft Wiki page on that, and I kind of read off that. Questions is the same, and I usually just hit record and start talking. And then new news episodes are probably, they require the most research because I grab all the news articles. I usually record them on Thursdays because Wednesday is when the snapshot comes out. I use that for a day to form my opinions on that. And then on Thursday, and part of the first half of Thursday, and then I record the episode for that. And that, I usually just gather all the news articles. If there's something else I need to pull from, like the Minecraft Wiki, sometimes that that often helps me clarify, because like this latest snapshot, the with all the LMS events and stuff, that was a very, very long snapshot and very hard to follow snapshot. The Minecraft Wiki helped a lot with that, and as well as the other article they made. So I just pull those from Minecraft.net, and then I click record, and I'm recording. And then I record the outro and whatever. And then for editing my podcast, I used to not edit my podcast. I didn't even listen to the episode. I would just record it and then ship it off to my dad. More on that later. So then when I go to edit it, I use Audacity for editing, not the built-in Spotify for Podcasters one, just because Audacity gives me a lot finer tools for mainly two things. One, just the typical editing, cutting out errors, maybe making it sound a bit better, things like making the layout of it a bit better. Sometimes I reorganize it. Most of the time I'm just cutting out errors and stuff, and awkward silences. I also use Audacity. One of the great tools of Audacity is it lets me regulate the audio noises. So, for example, if I'm talking like this and then I talk like this, then I can actually regulate the audio to where that part where I was talking quieter, actually for you guys, it probably just sounded like I was talking differently. But those were originally at different volumes. But then using Audacity, I brought them to the same volume. So that helps with like people who are wearing headphones or just any user, like any listener. It makes it a better listening experience. And then for applying the music, I used to just, before I started editing, or even after I started editing, it wasn't until season 3 that I started doing this, I would just use the Anchor tool for adding the music, but I wanted to change the way the music worked on my podcast, and Spotify for Podcasters wouldn't let me do that very easily, so I screen recorded the preview that they have in Spotify for Podcasters of Anchor's Away. That's the one I use. And then I used a shortcut that I have on the Shortcuts app on my iPhone to convert that to an audio file. I threw that onto my computer, edited that to make it sound good, and then made it I turned it into a perfect kind of intro thing. You may have noticed on the first episode of season 3, it kind of cut in. I fixed that by taking a clip from my old episode, older, like season 2 episode, pulled that, merged them to where it sounds good, and then I have that, so I have like the entire audio file, plus I have the intro and outro, so I applied that, and then when it comes to shipping off to my dad, the reason he signed into my Spotify account, or Spotify Podcasters, whatever, Anchor account, I still need to migrate to a Spotify account, and I send it off to him to listen to, just to verify there isn't anything I missed, and then I publish it. Schedule it for Friday or Monday, depending on the type of episode. And when it comes to hosting, I use Spotify for Podcasters, in case you haven't noticed by now. It's a free hosting service owned by, you guessed it, Spotify. It's great. Note that you have to be 13 or older, according to the terms and conditions. I did not realize this. I was 10 when I started this podcast, and by the time I noticed it, I was already 13. So, or 13 or 14 or something. There's a reason they want you to read the terms and conditions. But, if you're 13 or older, then if you want to start a podcast, Spotify for Podcasters is the easiest and, I think, like, one of the, if not the only, free hosting services, like, completely free, with no, like, limits or anything. There have been times where I've considered, moving away from it, but then just, like, they fix that thing, or I decide I don't really need it. And it just keeps getting better, like the Q&A stuff, lots of stuff that's exclusive to that. And Spotify is my, 57% of my audience is on Spotify. So me using Spotify Podcasters gives me access to a lot of exclusive stuff. And then, over the week, I have a whole schedule, pretty much the entire week I'm working on things for my podcast. So, Mondays, I record a Let's Play episode or Let's Talk episode, depending on which one is its turn it is for that week. And then I Tuesday I edit it. Tuesday and Wednesday, Thursday my dad listens to it. Friday I publish it. Or Saturdays, sometimes it's Saturday, but I try to do Friday. And then with new news, I research it on Wednesdays, record it on Thursdays. Edit it on Fridays and Saturdays. My dad listens to it on Saturdays and Sundays, and then I publish it on Monday. And so that pretty much every day I'm doing something for my podcast. And then I also, like, whenever I see a question, I read it, kind of form my opinion on the question. I also have to make episode art. since I started doing episode art, the way I do episode art, for new news episodes, it's simple. I just grab, like, an item from, or a mob or something from the Minecraft wiki that has to do with the latest snapshot, toss that into the chain, or toss that into the episode art over top of my new news episode, little art. And then for Let's Plays or Let's Talks, I take a screenshot of something in Minecraft that has to do with, or something that has, or take a picture, something that has to do with the episode. For example, for my latest Let's Play, the horses one, I took a screenshot of the horses. I tried for like a good 10 minutes to get those things to face me, and then I just gave up and just took the screenshot. But yeah, that was a pain. But yeah, I do that. After I take the screenshot, I use shaders. I usually, I either use Suse Extreme Volumetric Lighting Shaders, which, before I got this new PC, ran horribly, like 10 FPS, plus I would crank up my render distance to 48 chunks, so it ran horribly, like 10 or 5 FPS, but you know what? Screenshots only require 1 FPS, so I'm good, or 0.5 FPS, really, and then I take the screenshot, and then I throw it into Superimpose X, which is a program I got for free, an app I got for free. It's normally $10 on my iPhone. I love that app. It is the most simple and yet most one of the most powerful photo editors I've ever seen. I love that app. I would be happy to pay for it if they made a new one, like a sequel, if you want a good photo editor, I recommend it. Superimpose X is on the App Store. I don't think it's on Android. And then I kind of add on my logo in the top corner. I have a little preset that I can just paste in the image and the logo stays in the same place. And then I throw that into Spotify for Podcasters. And that's basically everything that I do for my podcast. I don't really do much else that's like a regular thing. Yeah, so if you are looking to create a podcast, use Spotify for Podcasters. And I hopefully this guide kind of gives you a nice insight into how I make my podcast, but also helps you make your own podcast. So yeah, let's move on to the questions. So, we have three episodes that have questions, as well as a poll that has some results. So I'm going to start with the Q&A stuff. On episode 48, Super Yosh, I asked, will you join the server on April 6th? If so, what do you plan on doing it? Leave that, anything else here? Super Yosh said, super excited. I have both Java and Bedrock, so I will play on both. Also, starting a server is basically punching a hole in your Wi-Fi security, just so you know. Love your podcast. So I'm going to parse through this. Java and Bedrock, please note that you will have separate inventories, because the way Geyser works is, in order to remove new username conflicts, for example, if there's somebody on Bedrock Edition who has a name SuperGamer95 and somebody on Java who happens to have the same username, there will be a lot of conflicts, and neither of them will be able to join, or it'll be like messed up things. So instead, Bedrock Edition users have a little period in the beginning of their name, just a dot, and that one tells you that they're on Bedrock, but also it removes the chance for username conflicts. So, in response to Super Yosh, you will have separate inventory, so I recommend sticking with one unless you're happy to have two separate inventories. And then with the Wi-Fi security, yeah, I know. But my Wi-Fi is secure enough, and if it does become an issue, then I can fix that, but it should be fine. I'm going to publish that. And then on episode 49, I said, I asked several questions during the Let's Play segment, so those will be my questions for this episode. Leave your answers and anything else here. In case you're wondering why I said leave your answers and anything else here, I ran out of characters. There's a character limit on these questions. And so I did all one word, answers and symbol, anything else here, all one word. But I fixed it. I got it in there. So if you have no context here, you'll have to listen to Let's Play episode. Although I'll give some context here. Dominic said, I play Java Edition and my PC has an i7 7th gen, an NVIDIA GTX 900 series. Also, I don't think lava breaks your fall. Smiley face. So, with the computer specs, in case you're wondering why he's saying that, or she, I don't know. I asked during Let's Play, what y'all's computer specs were, and so that's why they said i7 7th gen and NVIDIA GTX 900 series. So with the my guess is that your processor is an i7 7700 or 7700K. And then with the GTX 900 series, that means your GPU is either a 950, 970, or 980. And then with the lava, yeah, I figured that out later on. After you said that, I looked it up, and yeah, lava doesn't break your fall, which I find weird. So my question is, if you have one block, I'll have to test this. I'll do a follow-up in my next episode if I remember, my next full episode. If you have like 3 blocks deep of lava, you're not just gonna continuously fall. You're gonna slow down with lava. So does it still break your fall? I know like one block, okay, that doesn't break your fall. But what about several blocks deep? Does that break your fall? I got no clue. So I will test that. There will be a follow-up in my next full episode. Does lava break your fall? And if so, how many blocks does it take for it to break your fall? So I'm gonna publish that. And then for my other question, I asked another question in that episode, which was, what's your favorite? I was kind of just talking about life, kind of things I've recently doing. And I was saying I watched Spider-Man 3 and how much I liked it. The original Sam Raimi something, one, 2007. So I asked what your favorite Spider-Man one is, and Brendan Roberts said, "I've watched all the Spider-Man series, and I've got to say, my favorite is the animated Spider-Verse series. I love the art style and the story." For me, I've only watched the original Sam Raimi one and the Spider-Verse one, and of those two, really depends on which one I'm actively watching. If I'm watching the old one, I will be loving that one. However, if I'm watching the Spider-Verse one, I think the Spider-Verse just barely edges above it. Just barely. Yeah. So that's my favorite. Just barely Spider-Verse. But publish. And the art style is really neat. It's a really unique art style. And then in an ominous update, New News 12, I said, "What do you think of the new ominous events? Leave that and anything else here." So Brendan Roberts said, "I think it's a great idea, and it opens up the opportunity for more ominous events in the future where players can decide the level of difficulty they want. What do you think about them?" So I love them. I think, again, yes, opens up the opportunity for more expanded game mechanics, just like the armor trim system. They're able to add more things without having to invent new game mechanics or things. They can easily add new things. And I love where you can choose how much difficulty you have, including you can choose what level of ominous events you have, which is also nice. Yeah, so that's my thoughts on them. I'm gonna publish that. And then on episode 46, Shadow over Etheria review, server update questions, and more, I made a poll. It had 7 votes, and I asked, "How old are you?" I'm just using this to get a general idea of the age of my listeners. So, one person said 8 to 9, 2 people said 10 to 11, 3 people said 12 to 13, and one person said 16 plus. This pretty much went by my expectations. I was more expecting, and this is why I made this poll, I was more expecting 8 to 11, 8 to 9 and 10 to 11 to be the primary one, but turns out 12 to 13 is the dominant audience for this podcast, which, yeah, I'm happy with that. That means I don't have to worry about making it, like, too targeted towards young, like, having to worry about that stuff, but also I don't have to, I can still, you know, be immature. And then, I think that's everything I have. Yeah, that's all the questions I have. So now, let's move on to the outro. So, if you did enjoy this episode, be sure to let me know by responding to any Spotify Q&A question, preferably one from a recent episode. It helps me organize them better. You can send me a voicemail at podcasters.spotify.com/pod/redstoneweekly/message, and send them in soon because that's soon going to be deprecated. And then you can email me at redstoneweeklypodcast@gmail.com, and you can review me on Apple Podcasts or iTunes. Leave a 5-star review, not rating, review. That's the only way I can see your username, and I'll give you a shout out. And you can help out the show by reviewing me on Apple Podcasts. That helps out a ton. And you can also share this podcast with friends and family. That helps. It's kind of a loop of growth there, exponential. You can check out my blog at podcastwrestlingweekly.blogspot.com. I haven't put in the changelog for my latest one, so please nag me about that, and I'm sure I'll do it. You can join the server at redstoneweekly.ddns.net. Leave the port unspecified, and remember, the server is not open yet. It will open on April 6th. I don't know if I said 8th on any of these episodes, but it is April 6th. Just click the link. It'll tell you when it opens. It's in the description. It'll tell you when it opens. April 6th, I will be there. My siblings will be there. All 3 of them, because it's Bedrock as well. And any of you can join. If you want to join, join. Feel free to do it. I'll be there. You can hang out with me, ask me questions, I don't care. And you can also check out my Flickr, FLICKR.com/redstoneweekly. That's all the stuff I have for this episode, so I will see you in the next episode, which will be a new news episode. See you then.